Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. So now we got the Uranus in Gemini. So what does that mean? The fool meets the lovers, right? So what can you expect with this? A radical, fated choice between dual paths. This transit symbolizes the soul's leap into the unknown territory through the mirror of duality. A revolutionary confrontation with communication, thought, relationship, and identity. Revolutionary decisions. A sudden choice that changes everything. Splitting and mirroring. Polarization reveals what must be reconciled. Rewriting of the story. New languages, new technologies, new ways of connecting with media. We reach the moral crossroad. The lovers always ask, what do you choose? Love or fear? Unity or division? We're taking a quantum leap in consciousness. The fool says, leap. Trust. Gemini says, decide with awareness. Uranus pushes both into new dimensions of thought. On a personal level, we're looking at sudden awakenings inside of relationships. Radical changes in beliefs, language, and identity. Leaping into new ways of connection, be it AI, mental telepathy, or whatever form, other forms they come up with, ways we could reach out and touch. Being forced to choose between two conflicting paths and trust the unknown. Are you going to go this way or that way? Now, like I said, you know, Uranus is one of the outer planets. Gemini is a sign, and both Uranus and Gemini are connected to the major arcana in the deck, right? Again, like I said, the fool is represented by Uranus. And remember, it's about rebellion, awakening, freedom, new paths, and sudden insight. Gemini, the lovers, is about choice, mirroring, connection, duality, and the moral crossroads. Now, I also mentioned that Gemini has three cards. Each sign has 30 degrees inside of them, which means it could be broken down into 10 degree segments, 0 to 9, 10 to 19, 20 to 29, right? So the first, and the name of that is called deacons. Now within deacon system, the tarot is connected to the deacons. Now Gemini has three cards. It's the 8 of swords, the 9 of swords, the 10 of swords. All three of those cards are connected to Gemini. Right now, within those three deacons, there's also planets that, let's just say, are responsible for that. So the first deacon of Gemini, Jupiter, is responsible for it. The second deacon of Gemini, Mars, is responsible for it. And the third deacon of Gemini is the sun, is responsible for it, which means Jupiter is connected to the 8 of swords, Mars is connected to the 9 of swords, and the sun is connected to the 10 of swords. Now, what is the symbolic meaning of these 10 deacons of Gemini, right? Like I said, the 8 of swords is Jupiter's domain in Gemini, and Jupiter is in detriment in Gemini. It's actually in the opposite sign of its rulership, right? And swords is connected to air. And when you have the 8 of swords in that section of Gemini, speaks to mental entrapment, self-imposed limitations and denial of freedom, right? Now, the Nine of Swords, which is, again, Mars's section, right? You think communication with Mars-type energy. Mars is the warrior. Mars likes to cut and sever, put it in the communication zone. What do we have? Anxiety, sleepless nights, inner torment, shadow thoughts, all air. Hey, sitting up all night worried about something somebody said to you, tormented by something that was said. Now, and then we have the Ten of Swords. Again, the Sun's domain in Gemini. And if you look at the card, right, like I said, it's air. And ten of anything, the last card of anything, is going to be of ending of some type. And the Ten of Swords is pointing to hitting rock bottom, ego deaths, betrayal. If you look at it, dude was stabbed in the back. We know what that means. I was stabbed in the back. Completion. 10, by the way, 10 in completion. Completion of a painful cycle. Completion of a painful cycle. By the way, I forgot to say this. What I'm speaking of, Uranus transit is it usually takes about 7 years for Uranus to travel through a sign. So what I am actually speaking of is a 7-year process. Now, when we have Uranus, the Fool, going into the Lovers or the Eight of Swords, what could that look like? The Fool enters a prison of the mind, a world built from outdated ideas, overthinking, and information overload. Jupiter's expansive nature feels restricted in Gemini here. Too many perspectives, none feel liberating. Collectively think censorship, surveillance, echo chambers, or culture canceling of the truth. The challenge here, can you free yourself from mental narratives that no longer serve you? Good luck with that. Now we got the Nine of Swords. Again, Mars and Gemini. Now we got the Fool confronts the shadow side of thought. Overanalysis, guilt. Anybody feel guilty about something you said to somebody? Trauma, fear-based loops. Oh, keep telling yourself over and over again, you need to be fearful, Mars, aggression, right? Of something that happened in the past and you don't want to happen again. Mars equals activation, Gemini, the mind, right? The result, racing thoughts that keep you up all night. We all been there. Have you ever heard of having a dark night of the soul? Well, look at this as a dark night of the intellect. Having a mental exorcism. The challenge here, what false beliefs inside of you must die so the truth can emerge? The Ten of Swords, Sun in Gemini. The Fool experiences an ego death through mental collapse. The old narrative must die. That story that you told 50, 100, 1,000, a million times over and over, that story must die. It can't live no more. The Sun brings clarity, even if it caused pain. There's pain. Through the pain, you might see clearer, right? What's dead is dead. Ain't no coming back. depending on whoever you talk to, only Jesus can bring somebody from the dead. Hey, I don't know where you at with that. Now, the only way, once you hit rock bottom, you know, people are fearful. People are fearful of hitting rock bottom. But here's the thing. Once you hit rock bottom, there's only one way from there, and that's up. So should you really be scared to hit the bottom? When we get to the Ten of Swords, this is the final card before you begin a rebirth. But you have to remember, something must come to an end to have a rebirth before something can be renewed, before the phoenix can rise out of the ashes. The challenge here, can you accept the death of what you thought you knew? Can you accept the death of what you thought you knew? And we know how much people fear death. Now, to bring all this together, the Fool, Uranus, walks into the Lover's domain, Gemini. But the road is not easy. We must pass through the darkest chambers of the mental realm, confusion, anxiety, and collapse. But these swords are the mental purification before true liberation. 8, 9, 10. 8, illusion of imprisonment. 9, inner confrontation. 10, liberation through surrender. The Fool is reborn again, wiser, freer, and no longer a prisoner of duality. Only then he can truly meet the higher octave of the Lovers, conscious union, integration, and sacred choice. With all that being said, let's get to what you really came here for. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.